This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Day three of Government Interruptus is barely in the books, and yet it seems people have already moved on, gotten bored perhaps with a mere shutdown. Today, the Treasury Department went into full-blown "the apocalypse is upon us" mode, a six-page report outlining the dire results should the debt limit be breached come October the 17th, give or take. We have, as you know, been close before, so there is some market track record we can look to see what happens. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports now on what we might expect this time around.
Last time the U.S. government squabbled its way towards even the possibility of defaulting, it stung the economy. The Treasury Department report today recapped what happened.
Stock market went down, got more volatile. There were effects on consumer confidence.
Alice Rivlin is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute. The S&P 500 fell 17%, U.S. debt was downgraded, and job growth slowed. It took months to recover.
It was a serious situation, even though we didn't default. We just talked about it.
But it's hard to say that the same thing will happen again because other stuff was going on at that time. Bill Stone is chief investment strategist for PNC Wealth Management.
That's really kind of the time when the Eurozone started falling off the cliff.
That also may have hurt the stock market. Even after U.S. debt was downgraded, the U.S. looked bad, but Europe looked worse. So global investors flocked to U.S. Treasury bonds.
You know, one thing that's different, which is definitely a good thing, is you do have the U.S. in a quite a bit better position in terms of economic stability. And you really have to say the same thing about the Eurozone.
Steve Blitz is chief economist with ITG. He says when it comes down to it, markets just don't believe the Congress would do something so insane as to let the U.S. default.
Every financial institution in the world all have their capital in U.S. Treasuries. I mean, this thing runs through everything.
But he says there's still a threat.
The real issue is what does the deal look like that gets government back to work, that raises the debt ceiling?
Meaning, will there be some kind of brutal compromise that cuts government spending deeply or randomly like the last time around?
That's the critical thing. That's what we're going to live with. And if it is a deal that is a little bit too draconian, it's going to slow the economy down.
So not only would failing to raise the debt ceiling by October 17th hurt the economy, and not only might arguing over raising the debt ceiling hurt the economy, but resolving the debt ceiling problem might hurt the economy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.